The songwriter Jack Antonoff spends a lot of his time behind the scenes, producing albums for the likes of Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey. That work has earned him the Producer of the Year Grammy for the past 3 years straight. But then, when he feels like it's the right time, he steps back into center stage.
Crossfade in the dark, have a smoke, yeah. Take another drink or walk with the news playing. That was me too.
Antonoff says releasing a new self-titled album from his band Bleachers feels like letting the world read his diary for the past few years. Those diary pages include happy events like getting married, but as he told my colleague Rachel Martin, he's also still working through the pain of his past.
I lost my sister when I was 18, and I've written so much about grief and the past and the future, what has happened, what could happen, this endless back and forth. Mm-hmm. And what I realize now is that I was working really hard and having a lot of fear about how to live in any sort of present way. And does that mean I'm giving up on her memory or something? So through the lens of the deepening relationship with my band, my relationship with my audience, of these sort of like deepening relationships, I was finding myself more and more and more present, which is a beautiful thing. Getting married is obviously a part of that. And then the real dark side is, well, if I have this presence about me in my life, and I'm not just someone who sort of, as I say, tribute lives, am I letting go of this memory, this person, this honoring, right? And so that's the heart and soul of the album.
It makes sense to me, though, that it would come from those two poles of inspiration, both the dealing with your sister and that loss and that dark, and this like intense bright light of love.
Yeah. Well, the song Tiny Moves is very like sweet and sounds kind of bright and up.
The tiniest moves you make, the whole damn world shakes.
But it's really about, you know, like the shaking of the ground of if you find love or fall in love, right? You're also left to dismantle all your weird self-mythology.
Watching it all come down, watch it go round and round. The tiniest moves you make, watching my whole world shake.
I'm going to shift and ask this question.
What's it going to be?
What do you love about the saxophone?
I've always loved it because I feel like it's the opposite of what it tells you it is. You know, it's this like party instrument, but it's actually like really sad.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like it's this big, you know, loud thing, but it also can be like incredibly tender and breathy. And I like the oppositeness of hearing it playing like more like melancholy lines.
Sort of, I mean, I don't think of it as being a very hip instrument.
No. I mean, you wouldn't be alone thinking that. But, like, I think there's a need to define yourself outside of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then there's an authenticity within that. So it's like, yeah, like, I could throw a ton of, like, accordion or something on my music. But that's not really what I'm into, you know, just to differentiate myself in, like, the landscape. So it's like...
Right. It has to be authentic.
Yeah. So, like, what are these things? And I think about this anytime I'm working. Like, what are those sounds... as literal as an instrument or as the way you play an instrument that just pull you away from the pack.
So much has been said and written about your admiration of Bruce Springsteen. There's a lot of E Street Band comparisons that are made. A lot of the record does feel like this throwback with a totally modern sensibility. Where do you feel like you could have been born in another era? Do your parents look at this stuff and be like, oh my god, how did this happen?
No, I feel it's weird when I hear stuff. I feel incredibly like future. That's how I hear it. And I thought a lot about this because it's like we have reached this interesting point where there hasn't been a lot of new instruments developed, right?
Yeah.
Like obviously, like you think about the way the electric guitar started sounding different through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Like, you know, obviously then the 90s, you get into like a crazy version of like sampling, which has really carried us through into the past two decades. You know, the newest of instruments you could really think about is kind of more like recording techniques.
Yeah.
you know, there hasn't been some sort of like earth-shattering new sound. And I recognize that. And I think to myself, the way I can like shock the system the most is to just identify my feeling, my soul, and the personality of my band the most. And then find all the most interesting and modern ways to record that. You only call me after me.
Why are you so good at the collaboration required of producing? I mean, we just have to list. You've co-written and produced songs with some very big names. Lorde, Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the problem. It's he. When you were starting out in this line of work, what were the early signs that this was a thing that you were going to excel at?
I just always did it. There's three things I always did since I was about 13 or 14, right? I always sat in a room alone and wrote songs. I always had a band and played and sang those songs. And I always helped my friends with their songs.
Hmm.
Nothing's changed. Just the, yeah. You know.
But the helping, it's not everybody who makes a living out of the helping.
No, it's a lot of people who do one or the other will dabble on the other side. But I truly do both, like not in a way where I even want to. It's just like what my body does. I need to make my own work. I need to work on other people's work. Is just what I do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from. I know I've been doing it long enough to recognize the like rareness of it.
Right. What do you do when an artist isn't feeling it though? Like you're in the studio and they're just coming up against a wall. And I
you
know
what to...
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
take
home,
a break.
Do something else. Yeah. It's not like it's not a place to force anything. It is what it is. It's like You get it or you don't. And like the one thing I know is that you don't get it by pushing further, harder. Like, that's not what it is. Like, you know, you go find it somewhere else. But you were just a kid when they told you. You know, like sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. And I've had moments where I've like worked on something, trying to find it. And then like, I'll like go get a cup of coffee and just get like hit with an idea that just like is so much better than that one. And then I just kind of throw everything out and just follow that new one. Look at you, you made
it out. Jack Antonoff, award-winning musician, songwriter, producer, his band Bleachers has a new self-titled album that is out now. Jack, this was super fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.